Right now, panel, time for you, of course, to answer some questions about the week's news. Amy, relations between the press and Hillary Clinton have never been good. Well, this week they didn't get any better when during an event at an auditorium in Austin, Texas, the Clinton campaign set up the media room where?
In the ladies' lavatory. No, that wasn't it.
You're awfully close. You're right next door.
In the men's lavatory.
In the men's room, yes. You can tell it's a men's room because of the urinals behind the reporters as they're filing their story and the pictures of the event. At all campaign events, of course, the press are set up in a media room equipped with TVs, computer connections, refreshments, baited leg traps. On Monday night, as Senator Clinton gave a speech at Austin's Burger Center, the press found themselves typing away next to the urinals, as I said, in a large men's restroom. The Clinton spokesman says, these accommodations should in no way be taken as a comment on the quality of our media coverage.
And it's so great that Larry Craig wasn't there. One more Larry
One
Craig.
One more, yeah. That's for old times sake.
Can you imagine, like, the radio reporters filing, and they're like, what's that echoey, what's the flushing sound? What's
and it
happening?
Was particularly sad when somebody was doing a live feed on ABC, and somebody in the background could be heard yelling for Maureen Dowd to give them a courtesy flush, please. Roy, a blow against liberty in Italy, an appeals court there ruled that Italian men will no longer, in their age-old ways, be allowed to do what in public?
You mean with regard to women in the street? Or
no, well,
like
this is something they've been doing for and to themselves for years in public, part of the Italian masculine way of life, but a judge says no, no longer, it's wrong.
Sort of hustling their crotch?
Yes. Let's wait for Amy to recover, and I'll go on.
Is this a known term?
I cleaned it up a little
bit. He did, and I appreciate it. Italian men have always traditionally, shall we say, reached for their best friend to ward off bad luck as when, say, a hearse drives by. At least that's why they say they're doing it. But in a ruling on a case in which a mechanic was fined about $300 for checking on the boss in public, the appeals court ruled, quote, the rules of social etiquette require all of us to abstain from what might be considered offensive to public decorum, unquote. Mm. And further, that giving a handshake to your better half caused, quote, awkwardness, disgust, and disapproval in the average man.
Giving five to little Guido.
And, of course, all of Italy went, over here with your rule.
Yeah, that's right. Rearranging the family photo.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch.